News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Conor McGregor is to appear before the Court of Appeal today to challenge the civil jury finding that he sexually assaulted Nikita Hand in 2018. Irish Times legal affairs correspondent Mary Carolyn explained to us what evidence may be presented.
Conor McGregor is due back before the Court of Appeal today. We haven't yet seen the full grounds of appeal, but it's understood that the grounds are pretty wide-ranging and that they include claims that the trial judge, Mr Justice Alexander Owens, made several legal and factual errors in how he conducted the 12-day trial and in his directions concerning the treatment of evidence and in how he charged the jury. Some grounds are also expected to focus on whether the trial judge made a mistake, a legal error, in directing that the jury should be asked to answer a specific question in relation to whether or not Mr. McGregor assaulted Ms. Nikita Hand. The judge had explained to the jury when he was charging them about the law that if a person proves that they were subject by another person to non-consensual sexual activity, that was the civil wrong of assault, leading to legal liability. Mr. McGregor is going to say that all the grounds combined render that the jury finding is unsafe and that it should be overturned with a retrial of the case. Now, what's going to happen today is not the full hearing of the appeal. It will come before one of the appeal court judges, Mr. Justice Seamus Noonan, to make directions to progress it. And because there is little or no delay in the civil appeal court, that the appeal could be heard within the next few months if the sides are ready to proceed. So all that remains to be seen.
And that is Irish Times legal affairs correspondent Mary Carolyn there.
Now it is 14 minutes past seven. The family of Shane O'Farrell, a young cyclist who was killed after being struck by a car in 2011, are set to meet with the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, this morning. I caught up with Shane's mother, Lucia O'Farrell, last night. I began by asking her what she's hoping for from this meeting.
Well, I'm hoping that he would put in place the long overdue public inquiry that's needed into why our son Shane got a violent death and why this criminal was at liberty to kill when he should have been in custody. Minister O'Callaghan has been very supportive to our family and has recognised the criminal justice failings that occurred prior to Shane's death. Brought forward in June 18 a private member's motion for a commission of investigation. Sinn Féin put in an amendment that be held in public, and that was voted 2-1 in favour of a public inquiry. And an identical motion to that was also passed in the Shannon by Senator David Norris in February 19. You know, you would expect the will of the democratically elected people to be respected. Since then, we've had, instead of the public inquiry that was voted for, the former minister put in place a scoping exercise that was supposed to be a preliminary process, an ad hoc process, to scope out what was needed to be investigated in further detail. But that went on much longer, and the outcome of that, it stated that there was no need for a public inquiry. But we have huge issues with that. And
yeah, because I was going to ask you about that, and sorry to cut across you, because I was going to ask you, the scoping inquiry by Judge, the retired Judge Gerard Houghton, he did say he found a public inquiry was unwarranted.
He did, but those issues remain in dispute with our family. We don't accept that report.
There has been suggestions, and you've probably heard these reports as well, that what the new Justice Minister may decide to do is refer this to the Justice Committee. What's your reaction? If that was the outcome, what's your response to that? What would be your response to that?
Well, that would be deeply disappointing for several reasons, but primarily it doesn't address why this man was at liberty to kill when he should have been in custody. It doesn't address why bail laws and suspended sentences weren't activated, why bail wasn't revoked. It doesn't address why warrants weren't executed. If you look at the recommendations, it's to recommend that in the future, when there's another dangerous driving causing death charge in the Criminal Courts of Justice, that the jury will have the option to go for careless driving. That's not going to address the failure to shame.
It's okay,
going
so, to fail. So that wouldn't wash, basically, if he does refer to the Justice Committee.
No.
Can I ask you just finally, Lucia, you said at the outset you hoped that the new Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, would give a commitment about a public inquiry. Do you expect that to be the outcome of your meeting?
Well, he has a background in law. So it would be very disingenuous to say one thing while in opposition and something else now his position as minister. I would have be deeply disappointed if that was the case. I would expect someone to stay firm regardless of the position they held if they had the commitment. And what I'm also concerned about is towards the end of the PQ today that was asked in the Dáil, he concluded by saying, "I fully understand and appreciate the deputy's political objective, but he has to understand that other people could quite legitimately say to me that I was told not to set up a further inquiry." Now, my query there is, who would not want the truth? What is there to hide? The truth benefits everyone. There are public interest issues in this case. I want the truth as to why my child at 23 is lying in the grave. I want to know why his life was cut short and why a criminal was allowed to come into the country with 12 convictions, run amok for 2 years, commit 30 offences while on bail, kill our child, carry him on the roof, bonnet and windscreen of the car, hide the car, go back to his house, tell his wife, "I'm after knocking someone down, I don't know who." I want to know why he was asked in the Criminal Court of Justice, would he like 8 months in custody, or would he like to join his son in Lithuania, and would he like a few minutes to think about it? I want to know why the law did not apply to him. I think the criminal justice system is completely broken, and I think to have a public inquiry to look at these issues, public safety issues, would restore confidence in the criminal justice system, and that's long overdue.
And that was Lucia O'Farrell talking to me ahead of our meeting with the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, later this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.